methods of printmaking come under that umbrella: screen printing, lithography, copperplate etching, wood blocks, and so on. And we're going to collaborate today with Mother Nature, and I had hoped yesterday that I would ask all the people who were drawing if they would go out and collect some leaves and grasses, but our time ran out and we just didn't get time to deal with that. So I have collected in these catalogs up here are pages and pages of leaves and grasses, and that's where you're going to go to get your information that you're going to print from. And you'll find them kind of sequenced, like maybe there'll be ferns, and you'll find them like two or three pages of ferns, because one of the things I'm going to suggest is that you stay in a particular print probably with two or three limits of a plant. So you might want three fronds of it in order to make your print, so that you can have some continuity in there and some repetition in your print. So anyway, I would like to just go over a few ideas of things you might consider when you're printing. And the first one we want to talk about has to do with the kind of balance we're going to use. And it can be either asymmetry or symmetry. And I just want to say, I think we all know that this one means that everything on each side is equal. If I make a mark here, I have to put it there. If I come in here with something, I have to put it over here. And if I make a dot here, I have to put it down here. And so that things on each side remain equal. That's what symmetry is about. Our bodies are kind of symmetrical, except inside. We only have one of a number of things. Okay, but generally, if we divide ourselves down, we're symmetrical. We're the same on each side. I would like us to talk most about asymmetry, because the things I want to mention make for more dynamic or interesting or challenging kind of design. So I'm going to suggest that we try this one, which means that if you decide to design in a circle and you're using grasses, if I did it with symmetry, I would put them all right here in the center, and I have one here and one here and one here, and it might look like that. And I'm suggesting that it could be more interesting if you put them off center like this, and maybe let some interesting things happen in that sense, and so that we don't have the symmetry is more predictable, more formal, less dynamic, less has less freedom in it. And if we use this one where we change things on each side and vary it, you're going to find your designs probably more satisfying and more interesting for other people to look at. So that's the first point, is how we might balance it and how we might use things that are different on each side. Another thing that will make it more interesting is to use contrast. And I am going to suggest that you can use contrast by taking some real small leaves of a particular plant and then looking in the book for some large ones of that. And so that if you had a print that was looking like thus, maybe you'll have some kind of leaves that are going to come in through here, and maybe they'll overlap and come down in through here. And then you've got another, maybe you've got another big one that might come in through here and come in through there. And then maybe over here you'll have just a little tiny one peeking in. And so we've got large and we've got small. That's one kind of contrast. We can also make things very light and very dark. And if you decide to put, for instance, you're going to make a print and maybe it's going to have three sections to it, like so. And these are the areas you're going to work in. And you might decide to put down here a really nice pale color, a light color, into this square on a piece of paper, and maybe into this square, on this rectangle on a piece of paper. And maybe in this one you might put a different color, but it would be kind of medium this time and a little bit darker. Okay, now we're ready to print the leaves over that surface of color that you will have created. And because this is a very light background, we're going to come in and say we're putting a certain kind of leaf plant in here, And we're going to make that really dark on the surface as it comes in here. And maybe we'll have some other frond branching plants that come across here and so on. And then we're going to put then something that's very dark on top of something light. And that's probably one basic rule about printmaking that you'll need to understand, is that we always put down light colors first and then dark colors over it. Because these inks will not be fully dry when you're going to put the second color over. And if you put white over a navy blue, it's just going to mix in and it will kind of disappear. So you always start with this one first and move to the dark. Or we could say you could use warm colors. What are warm colors?
Orange,
yellow, red, and some ochres or earth tones, burnt sienna or something like that. Okay, and pool colors are what?
Greens and blues,
and we'll put black over here. It isn't even a color, but we'll put it in here because it's dark and kind of cool. Okay, so the second thing in is you can go from light to dark and warm to small to large, and there's one more kind of contrast that you can do. And it, say you're working, you're deciding to do a print in a circle, and you can do something that is very complex. Say I wanted to put a lot of glasses in here, and it's going to get very complex, and I'm going to print a lot of those in here. And so I got this area right in here that's very tightly compressed and very complex. And then I got all of this that's open. And I think contrast is something that really works in a print. So don't crowd it full with just a million things. You're going to like it better and set this off by not having anything over here. This will be your open area, and it enhances the complex area. Okay, so kind of think about that. So that's to do with contrast. And then I just want to suggest that I have a bunch of rulers and scissors and pencils and so on. And under here you can see a whole lot of circle shapes that you can take this plate and trace it on a piece of paper or something and get a circle. And I want you to experiment with different kinds of prints you can make. So say you can draw right on that newspaper, that's newsprint that's right on your table, and sort of decide, maybe I'll make a print that has a circle here and maybe a rectangle down here. Or maybe I'll make a print that has a long, narrow piece and a really tiny piece like that on a piece of paper. Okay, another thing you might do is think about a triptych. Maybe I'll take something small and make three circles. And in each one of these circles, there'll be something interesting going on that's related to the other sections of the circle. And each one is a little different than the last one. You might even want to take a piece of paper and do a print that has two equilateral triangles, and you'll have a diamond. So maybe up here you'll have something that's very light background, and then you'll put a print in here that's very delicate and so on. And then maybe down here will be a back black or a dark background, and I'm going to show you some tricks of how you can lay that in and have the plant show up in here in light. And I'll show you how to do that. So don't be traditional. I'm anti-traditional. I want you to experiment and have fun and try them. And so don't think, oh, I have to make a rectangular picture, because most pictures I look at are rectangular. And so you might think about one of these other kinds of things that might have two sections to it or might be circular. It's really fun to work in a circle and so on. Okay, I think that's all I want to say about designing. And now I want to just say a couple things about color and then where things are in the room, and then I'm going to demonstrate a couple prints and then we'll all get started. Excuse me for always turning to the board to draw. I'm sorry. I hope you can see the pictures, and she'll tell you what I'm saying. Okay. I want to say a little bit something about colors. You're going to find over here what we call the three primary colors, and I think a lot of people know what those are. Some of our kids, who knows what the primaries are? Yeah.
Red, blue, green.
Not green.
No.
What else?
Yellow.
Yellow. That's it. Okay. We've got red, we've got blue, and yellow. And from these three colors, with black and white, which are sort of the absence of light, and so they aren't really colors. But with these five things, I've got five cans out. And with those five things, we can make any color in the world. Okay? So I just brought those five cans because you can go anywhere with that. You can make any color anybody has on and so on. So it's really going to be fun. Now, I want to just review with you, if you haven't been painting for a while, how you go about that. If I want purple, what will I do?
Red.
Okay, I go here and I get purple. And if I want green, okay, I have to go over here to get green. And if I want orange,
yeah.
Okay, those are the basics and those are called the secondaries, and we've got those right here. Now, you can start mixing these, you can start mixing across, and I'm not going to go into a whole lot more than that. But if you, for instance, want a really pale peach color, and you start out and you think, oh, it's a little bit warm, I must need some of this up here. But because peach is a very pale color, you always start mixing with the palest color first. So the palest color we have is white. And so I would take some white and put a blob out on my palette, my slab there. And then I will take a really teeny, I mean really, less than a pea size of red and add it. I'm going to make it really small. And then I would take some yellow, and I want a little more yellow, but not a lot. And I mix it to a lot of white. And I mix those up. If you do it the other way around, if you mix red and yellow, and then you add white, you're going to end up with a mountain of ink, more than you need. Okay? So always start, if you want a light color, if you want light blue, you put out white first and add just a hair of blue to it. And you'll see it turn blue almost instantly. Okay? Now, the opposite is true of black. You don't need much black to make something dark. So, if you want midnight blue, like that nice backpack down there, you would start with blue and add a small amount of black. And then you'll see it change right away. And if you add a big blob, like a teaspoon, you won't see any color. Okay? So, you just have to pay attention as you're mixing inks. And that's part of the fun of printmaking, is mixing up your color. So, that's, I think, what I want to go over in colors, and I'll run around and help people. I just want to give you the lay of the room a minute, and then I would like to demonstrate a couple prints, and then we'll all start. Up here on the floor, it says good papers. When you have figured out, I have a bunch of pencils here, and you may go to your place and draw on this newsprint that I've got out here and say, oh, let's see, would I like it this way or would I like it this way? And you can kind of plan right here on this paper. And I'd like you to do some planning before you start. And then I would like you to try, then you come over here and you find some leaves or grasses. And some of them I picked a few days ago and they might be drier or limper or something, and we'll see how they work. They're best if they're in a catalog for about a day or two. Is the kind of optimum. And so we'll see how they go. So you come through here and I have five catalogs and you can look through and find the ones you want. And then you may come and get, this is trial paper here. Trial paper, that means you're just seeing how it goes before you put it on a good paper. Mm-hmm. And you probably all need to do some trial paper. And this is also trial paper, and you may come here and have a tear bar. You put down on the floor, put your weight on it, and just go like that and tear it off, and you'll have a piece of trial paper. This trial paper is in a tablet, and it's awfully big, and you may not need a full piece. So will you be conservative? Take the bar, put your hand down on it, And some of us in this room can't kneel down on the floor anymore. Our knees don't work so well. So would you help someone else tear paper if they can't? We don't have another table. So you help someone who needs that help. And you can get trial paper. There's lots of it here. And we're going to bring it over to our place. You may have decided you want to work in a circle. And you want to put down a light blue circle first. And then put the leaves inside here. So there's a bunch cut from the other day, last week when we were drawing. We made these circles and used them. So we're going to reuse them. If you need a different size, there's some other circles there. And there's also a big circle here if you need that. Okay, and then you'll go to, I have 2, 4, 6, 8 inking places, slabs we call them. And you'll go to that place and you'll go with your piece of trial paper, your plants, and an idea in your head about where you want to put these things. And then you get to one side or the other and have your little space here. And you're ready to roll. On every table you're going to find the following. You're going to find a pad of newspapers because we're going to do some pressing on those. So they're in each place on purpose. You're going to find some tape, some paper towels. You're going to find a palette knife. Looks like a putty knife for those that do plastering. And you're going to find some rubbing tools and a couple of brayers or rollers. And they're different sizes to do different kinds of things. So all the inking will be done on these surfaces, and then in between is where you lay out your stuff and get your paper ready and do all those good things. And then when you're ready, you may go over and take a can of ink. Say if you need some more blue or some more black or whatever it is you're going to need here, I'm going to take blue and black with me over here. And I need a little more of those inks, and so I will just open it up. And this is the only one that's really sticky, I'm sorry about that. And don't do it like you're doing the butter tub in your margarine at home. You can stand up now and come over closer. But take it, skim it off the top, like so. Don't go down into it like you're going after peanut butter or something like that. I see I have glue out here that I already set and I forgot I have it, so I'm just going to leave it here. And then I want just a tad of black. And I will take a piece of towel and just dip this in here and get this knife clean so I can paint the next color. Like that. And I want just a little bit of black. Not much, because black, remember, we said it went a really long way. And I'm going to put the lid back, because that's the cardboard. Okay. So, and if I have a dirty can like that, just dip it in the bucket, take your paper towel, and then keep your paper towel here so that we can use it later. Okay, I don't think you'll get as messy as I do. I always get messy. Okay. Pardon?
Is it water soluble?
It's all water soluble and it washes out. Okay. Let's start. And my idea is, I had an idea here and I'll show you what it was. That I would like to work in this first print, I'm just going to try to take a circle and work within the circle like that. That's my idea, and I kind of had that in my head. And I want to work that out. And this piece of paper is a little bit big, so I will have already gotten my ruler. And I'll tear it here because someone else might be able to use that other part. You just press down hard, pick this up, and tear it. Works beautifully. Okay. Now, I would like to make a circle on this piece of paper, and I'm going to put this pad of paper underneath because it will roll more nicely that way. And the tape is here for a particular reason. Started.
Just find a piece. Started. And you
would use that. Patience here. Okay. Here we go. And to start with, I'm just going to use tape. Tape is real useful to us just to kind of hold things in place so this isn't going to move around a lot while I'm working. And I'm just going to take it and tape it into position so it's not going to move much, right? Okay, now I'm ready to start with some ink. And I'm going to, remember I said if I want, I'm going to put down a blue certain kind of blue, and I want it to be a little bit white lighter. Excuse me, I think I'll start with the green first and then go to the blue. Changing my mind in this thing here. And I'll just reach for another knife down here a second for this demo. And which is the lighter color between these two? Yep, good. And so I'm going to take a tiny bit of blue, right? Tiny bit. And put it over here and start this. And right away you'll see I got green.
Thank you. on the line.
So, now, if you're mixing a color that's near, which this one is, green is mixed blue on a color wheel, and so I'm just going to put these right next to each other. And I'm going to set this aside for a minute, and I'm going to turn the pad of paper over, and let's print these. And we'll kind of put them like that. And I'm going to take some tape and put them down like this. You can tape your prints down, your glasses and leaves down, so you don't move them down like anything. And we'll take a smaller board. And I'm going to come across here.
They were going to come right over that because it was pretty dry. So.
Yeah, it's dry, and green is lighter than blue. Several different positions. Try to get as much ink on them as possible. And we're going to use the newspapers. Now, I got this circle, and I don't really want the ink to go out here. I'd like to kind of keep that clean. So I'm going to put this back down on here like such, and just tape it into place. And that will permit me. And then I can take my other piece of put this over, and now I'm ready for one of several rubbing tools. These are three tools that you'll have at your places. And I'm going to try really hard, that's dry ink, for another time. This is the Japanese bar end, and you put your fingers under here, and you notice the bamboo leaf has these striations in it, and you want to go in that direction when you press. So I'm putting this over so that I can rub on here without getting any ink onto my bar end. And I'm pressing, do you see this is white knuckle? Can you see how hard my nail I'm pressing? And I'm coming in, pressing on here. Another way, if that's busy, you can take this. This is a knob from a compressor drawer. And you can press like this. And you're just squashing the ink onto that place. Or another really good one is wooden spoons from the kitchen. And these are, and you put your two fingers down in here, and you go across like that.
Makes it interesting
design, just don't matter. Yes, it might be really pretty out here too. Let's see what you
think.
And we're going to experiment as we go. And now we're ready to lift these up. And they're real delicate. And so we might want to put something else on this one. Also, we can use these again. Someone else can use them. And let's just think something else here while we're at it.
Why don't you just put a couple of
and then maybe put this back on. Well, you can't just lay it down in there. You have to make sure that you're rolling the ink over the top.
Is there a certain spot you can do the back of the leaf?
You can do whatever side
you want.
Yeah. And some leaves are going to be a lot more, they're going to take, they're stiffer and they're going to take the ink better. See how handy the newspapers are, folks?
Mm-hmm.
When they're ready, I can just pull this off. And let's see. Now I use that side once in a while. Put that down here. And I'm going to come in here and really press without moving it. This is all printmaking and all the press, which is nice.
Do you have to make it darker?
What?
Do you try to make it darker in your first layer?
Trying to make it really dark, yeah. And then, when you're ready, you might want to put something more on there, but we're experimenting, so. So then you pull this up, and then you've got it in your circle, and you've got it in the way you want it. Okay? Now, I would say that this one probably needs something more to it, so I might come in and maybe put a little prawn right up here. We'll do that real quick so you can see the difference. That it needs a little repetition or a little more contrast going on. And so we'll take this, and I'm putting this stencil back on, remember, so I keep my circle. And maybe I'll bring this in from up here this time and just do that much of it. And I can put a piece of paper over it if I have a clean one. Okay. And then here in class, really hard on that section. And just over there, and then you can go on and add one more thing or two more things or something. Okay? So that's one method. This is what I call the direct method. And I think your prints will probably look a little nicer if you lay in a field of color first. It can be a rectangle, or if I cut out this, and this might be the shape that your print's going to be. So then you put this down on your piece of paper and be ready to print. And then put the leaf things over it. There's another one other technique that I want to show you here quickly.
If you were going to use two different shapes, then say a circle and a rectangle, would you do them both at that time?
Yeah, before you come over here to print, if you would get this circle or find one on the floor, because there are lots of them already made, and you want to use a little heavier paper for this, don't use the lightweight newsprint. And you would get this rectangle, this one's a little large for here, but I would make a rectangle that I would cut out a shape like that, and you could cut it out right on this paper and have it a hole in here right there. And you have both of those pieces ready. So you want to do a little planning before you go to the ink slab, okay? Now, another way to print is that we can get some of the image onto our roller. Say we go over this like this, and if I come over here now and go like this, isn't that beautiful? And so what I'm doing is transferring information through the ink onto the roller, and then, oh my gosh, there's a little pattern here. Now, the reason it gets darker, I mean lighter is that this is the width of the rotation of this roll right here. So I could come along and do something really beautiful here. And if my paper were longer, I'm going to just do it this way. And I go over, I get ink on my roller, and I go over my object, which in this case is this fern. Now the information is on here, right? And I'm going to start dark this time at this end, and see if I can end up over there. Oh dear, you know what I am on here? There's like a little gap in the paper in the table.
And there's a little leaky in here.
Yeah, back up here. There's no table right here. Okay, here we go. And so I can have, you can see this one is quite as clear as down there because I messed up the darkness here. But you can do that, and maybe that would be a nice script to come across. Maybe you do a narrow one, and then maybe get a wide roller and do the same thing up here. And maybe that would be your script.
Could you also pick up the imprint? If something were laid underneath that bottom paper, mm-hmm. like a leaf, and then
let's
you could
try
pick
that. Up We'll try all things, shall we? So here, we could come across here, and I'm going to get a little wider roller. Here we go. Is you would like to put that on, which will be done next. Okay, now I've got the current under here, and I'm going to press really hard, and I get a fainter rubbing this time, but it's there, and it's lovely. Okay? Okay. Now, he wants to print that one, and I'll do that one right on here without...
Hold up that paper so we can see the print.
Yeah, people down there can't
see
it.
Okay. I'll pin these up until you can all look at them. Now, let's do one more with this one. Here on the back, this one. Okay, and I'm going to save this because someone else can use it. Remember, I didn't put shape that. And we're going to put this one, let's just do it a little bit darker.
How long will it take for the leaf to dry?
The leaf? This?
The ink. Anything, any ink.
The ink will probably dry within 20 minutes. It's, you know, it is hot in here.
That's good.
So you can print over the top of it. Sorry. Okay, this time let's take, this is kind of wide, so I'm going to see if we can do it all with this. And should we make it with your color? All right. He likes this color. Okay. Now, the grasses, did you notice when I picked them up it was hard to keep them flat? This is going to be easier because I can pick this up and just flip it over. Okay, we're going to do just that much of it. We aren't going to have a color. Okay. So, this is that wonderful grass. Oh, I love it. It's stovepipe, and these little sections come across, and I want to be sure I get those. So, I'm going to start way down here, and I'm holding on to it as I go up, and I'm even, that's right, and I want to hold on to it as I go up, and he's noticing that I'm getting some of them coming off, which is all right, and I'm trying to put lots of ink on it. When I go out, I come a little different direction here, so I get plenty of ink on it. And repetition is a wonderful thing in a design. So I would encourage you to do repetition. So we've got kind of four things. That's plenty for you to think about today. You can ink it directly, put it on a fresh, clean piece of space and put the paper down. You can put a color underneath and then ink different leaves and grasses and put over. You can do take the information off the roller, put the leaf or grass down, ink it, take the roller, and let that information come off. Okay? So those are the options. And now one last thing, I just want to show you how to take care of this. And this is real easy here because we have newspaper come along and voila, the next person can ink there and it's perfect. Okay? And then these, I'm going to keep all these because somebody might want them. But this is what we want to show how to clean up. And we'll just take one of our palette knives here. And we have this piece of paper in my hand. You want to step back just a tad? Thank you. And we'll just pick this up like that and put it on a piece of newspaper. And looks like anything will flash, right? Even take a peek at this right now. We'll fumble that. Okay, then you want to take your paper towel and you see how water soluble it is, and we'll just come along here and